Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When it comes to pensions, performance counts. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Gore, they often increase the risk of violence for homeless asylum seekers, showing little empathy for them, moving them on repeatedly from campsites and failing to respond to threats of racist violence. A report published today claims the report from the Irish Refugee Council records volunteers' experiences supporting homeless asylum seekers who, as of Friday last, now number at least or almost 3,000. To tell us more about the report, I'm joined by Nick Henderson, who's CEO of the Irish Refugee Council. Nick, you're very welcome to the programme. You might tell me a little bit about this report, first of all. Who did you speak to exactly?
Yeah, we surveyed volunteers who are supporting homeless international protection applicants, and 49 volunteers responded to our survey. And that survey took place in the last 4 weeks. 67% of the people who completed the survey are women. And they are ordinary people with busy lives and often their own quite significant personal and time commitments. Mm-hmm. But they are doing quite exceptional and quite unordinary work. This isn't volunteering that we may be more familiar with, a couple of hours at your local school or in the church. This is people who almost, some of them on a 24-hour basis, are supporting people in an extremely vulnerable situation. People who have recently arrived in the country, who've been told that there's no accommodation for them, they're given a sheet of paper and they're left to fend for themselves.
And the volunteers then helping them go above and beyond. And then they themselves, the volunteers, according to this report, are subject to abuse and harassment.
Yeah, indeed. I was actually asked recently about who is most at risk from the far right at the moment, or racism and harassment. And apart from people seeking asylum, my answer was, well, it was volunteers supporting them. They are in the public eye. They're doing essential work and support, but they have been they've experienced random verbal assaults by passers-by, but also more organized confrontation by the far right. One person spoke about how that someone threatened that they would slit their throat. Mm-hmm. So this is extremely serious, extremely concerning situation. And the reason why we said the report reflecting what survey respondents said was that some guards were helpful, but in the main, they were not helpful because, and I witnessed it myself at a camp clearance, people who were camping in difficult situation, but in tents surrounded by tarpaulin, were then moved on by the guards, and they weren't moved on to anywhere. They were just told to leave the area. And that in our opinion, place them at greater risk.
And the report says that Gordy often increase the risk of violence for homeless asylum seekers. But we spoke with the Gordy Síochána, and a Gordy spokesperson said they're quite transparent and open. They say any organisation who has evidence of Gordy behaving inappropriately should report this to the Gordy Síochána Ombudsman Commission. Has the Irish Refugee Council made contact with the Ombudsman and reported this type of behaviour?
We haven't reported it, but I drew attention to the guards at the clearance that I witnessed, what I thought was inappropriate behaviour, and that they were moving people on to nowhere. But it shouldn't require Cormac, in our opinion, a complaint to the Garda Ombudsman for a change in practice and behaviour from the guards. There have been three High Court decisions on this issue, most recently in August. And the High Court in August, in response to the Human Rights Commission case, said that people sleeping rough are left in a deeply vulnerable and frightening position. This shouldn't come as a surprise to the guards or any other government agency. In plain sight.
Yeah, I do understand the vulnerability of the asylum seekers, all right. They did say, the Garda, to the Irish Times as well, that it's a criminal offence for a person to pitch a tent on public land or on private land without consent, and that depending on the particular circumstances of each individual case, the person may be moved on, requested to remove their tents, or the tent may be seized if there's a refusal to remove the tents. I suppose that the question arising from that is that you do accept that the Gardaí are in a difficult position here.
Of course we do. Every day they're dealing with difficult scenarios. But to use the Taoiseach's own words, which really haven't been borne out by reality, he described the situation on the canal as an industrial game of pass the parcel. And that hasn't, in our opinion, changed. The guards may move people on, but surely proportionate policing requires, and an all-of-government policing response requires, a more coordinated response. So people aren't simply told to leave the area and they go out, they camp in smaller groups or alone. Volunteers may lose track or sight of them, and that places them in a more precarious situation.
Okay. Nick Henderson, CEO of the Irish Refugee Council, thank you very much indeed for joining us.